The recent forecasting estimates for Parkinson's disease are staggering. If accurate, the numbers suggest an urgent need to wake up and recognize that we are on the cusp of an emerging pandemic. It is frightening to consider that in the world's most populous nations, the number of Parkinson's sufferers will double to almost 30 million by the year 2030. These escalating statistics may seem unbelievable, but they are real, and they are fueled by a continuously aging population. Age is the unavoidable and undeniable risk factor underpinning the development of Parkinson's disease. As life expectancy increases, so too do the number afflicted. Put another way, if everyone lives to be 100, we will be forced to deal with Parkinson's disease, and it will be a worldwide crisis. In traveling the world as the National Medical Director for the National Parkinson Foundation, I have met tens of thousands of Parkinson's disease sufferers, family members, and friends. One of the most common questions on their minds is, what can I do to make my life and the lives around me better? I wrote this book to help quench that thirst that is shared by Parkinson's patients and families worldwide. It is in that spirit that through our network of former fellows and colleagues, we have translated this book into as many languages as possible in order to get the word out about the secrets to hope and a happier life with Parkinson's disease. The four simple words, "You have Parkinson's disease," will pierce the heart and drain the dreams of 50,000 people worldwide each year. Once the shock of the diagnosis subsides, four new words will dominate the thoughts of each sufferer. Is there a cure? Today, the answer is no. Each new sufferer will, following diagnosis, unconsciously step onto a crowded, shuffling, and often shaky road. Lu Xun, a prominent 19th and 20th century Chinese writer who reflected on mortality and humankind, penned, "Hope cannot be said to exist, nor can it be said not to exist. It is just like roads across the earth. For actually, the earth had no roads to begin with. But when many men pass one way, a road is made." Thus, we can conclude that each successive generation of Parkinson's sufferers have added to this long road. Some bystanders will occasionally extend themselves to reach out to those who pass on the Parkinson's road. Others, free of disease, will for various reasons choose to journey with the Parkinson's travelers. The others will provide the hope, the light, and the science critical to fuel any chance of reaching the road's end. Listening to thousands of Parkinson's disease sufferers, I am deeply inspired. Their rich history and experiences provide all the motivation necessary to press on toward a cure. This is why the stories yet to be discovered will be as important as those we have already heard. This book will piece together and distill the best and most critical of these stories that are helping map a road to a happier and more meaningful life for the Parkinson's disease patient. Throughout the book, we will consider the major hits and misses in the symptomatic treatment of the disease. Understanding the rationale, the science, and the empiricism behind each will greatly enhance the sufferers, the caregivers, and the family's knowledge base. Connecting the dots and dispelling some of the mystery of Parkinson's disease will reveal the hidden path toward hope and happiness. The first time I see a patient in family unit, I am greeted by a Curious George-style squint and a long sigh. The scenario vividly reminds me of a trip I took early in my career to New York and to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's disease research. I was one of Fox's first grant recipients, and when I sat down to dinner, a man from UCLA whispered to his friend at the table, "Is that Oaken?" I thought he would be much older. Frequently, I overhear a spouse or wife uttering a similar phrase. Some people might guess that I would be offended by those words. However, the honest truth is that I relish hearing them, for they mark the beginning of my journey with a treasured patient and an important family unit. They mark what I hope will become the spark to ignite the light of hope that will help to guide to a destination that includes a happier and more meaningful life.